WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. U.S. B-2 bombers flew their longest mission since 2001 and dropped 14 bunker buster bombs on Iranian nuclear sites. Three sites were hit in total. President Trump called the mission a success. ABC chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl speaking today with Vice President J.D. Vance.
The big question is, the United States now at war with Iran?
No, we're not at war with Iran, John. We're at war with Iran's nuclear program, and I think the president took decisive action to destroy that program last night.
But the extent of the damage still not clear, as General Dan Kane, the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said today at the Pentagon.
Final battle damage will take some time, but initial battle damage assessments indicate that all three sites sustained extremely severe damage and destruction.
Iran's foreign minister says Iran has the right to retaliate. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman. Efforts to make communities across Wisconsin more livable will soon be underway in 8 communities across the state. Past initiatives of the AARP Wisconsin's Community Challenge Funds have helped to change citywide policies. For more, here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
11 grantees collectively received more than $100,000 in funds to implement quick action projects this year through AARP Wisconsin's Community Challenge. Jennifer Stefani with Creative Downtown Appleton Incorporated is a past recipient and used the funds to install a seasonal parklet or mobile patio in an area that lacked these amenities. She says the aluminum parklet is handicap accessible, includes 3 tables and 6 chairs with planters and herbs for public use.
So it's rosemary and basil, and we have some kale in there. We take care of watering it throughout the summer, and residents can just come down and pick the fresh herbs.
Stefani worked with the city of Appleton to develop a citywide policy for parklets. She says the grant funds were instrumental given the funding constraints that organizations like hers face. Darren Wozniewski with AARP Wisconsin notes the funds are designed to improve quality and accessibility for residents of all ages and abilities. He says these projects often spark community interest in similar initiatives to meet local needs.
Not all of our grantees need to go on and change city policy, but it's always great when they can be used as that catalyst to have these public discussions about, is there something that we can change to make the community livable for all?
Some of this year's AARP-funded projects include handicap accessibility improvements, home repairs for seniors, digital access and literacy expansion, and housing alternatives. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman.
Another setback for Garrett Mitchell. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball? Brewers center fielder Garrett Mitchell injured his shoulder sliding into base Friday night in Nashville. That's the same shoulder he had surgery on. Garrett Mitchell will now have to undergo more testing. The Brewers wrapping up their series in Minnesota against the Twins. Tomorrow night they'll be back home against the Pirates. The Brewers winning a shutout yesterday, 9-0 in Minnesota. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Well, it's all predicated on a lot of things falling into place. We don't have any special sauce. We understand how we have to play, and when we do it, we're pretty good.
Girls high school soccer, the Muskegon Warriors beat Madison West 3-0 in a shutout in overtime to win the WIAA Division I state title for the 4th year in a row. In Division II, Brookfield Central defeated Pewaukee 2-1. And in Division III, Catholic Memorial over Edgewood 4-2 to win their 12th state championship in program history. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Extreme heat warning in effect for your Sunday. Sunshine, highs in the mid-90s. The heat index between 100 and 105. Gusty south winds to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, partly cloudy skies developing. Could see some late night storms. Lows in the mid-70s. Currently 80 degrees.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. For the last few months, Governor Tony Evers has said repeatedly that he would make a decision about whether or not to run for a third term after the state budget process is completed. In a recent opinion column at the Recombobulation Area, I made the argument that the decision that Evers should make should be to not seek a third term as Wisconsin's governor. This argument is not one of ideological differences or policy disagreements. Tony Evers has been a good governor and has served the state well. This more has to do with Evers' age. He'll be 75 years old in November 2026, and about how the Democratic Party has had a massive, inescapable problem in its unwillingness to pass the torch to the next generation. Tony Evers needs to do what so many other Democrats have struggled so mightily to do and step aside when the time is right. And after Joe Biden's catastrophic 2024, this is a conversation we need to be having, and we need to be having it now. Democrats can't keep repeating the same mistakes over and over. It's time to do things differently.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Maggie Dawn.
LGBTQ rights are under attack. At 4:30, Patrick Faribault from Our Lives Magazine joins to discuss what's at stake and how we celebrate pride right here in Wisconsin. Don't miss the Maggie Dawn Show.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
Hey, good morning, and welcome. Civic Media Radio Network. Hey, good morning, Wausau, Wisconsin, WXCO, 1230 AM, 95.9 for UFMers. The music of the stars, we're on the loon, Central Time, all over the world. Celebrating summer, okay? Enough of that gloom and doom. So spring lasts in Wisconsin, I'd say, about 14 minutes. Then it goes right to, yeah. Music of the stars. Civic Media, all over the world, civicmedia.us. Here's another Eric Coates classic. Thank you.
Palisades has the ride, Palisades has the fun. Come on over, shows and dancing are free, so the parking's so cheap. Come on over, Palisades from coast to coast, where a dime buys the most. Palisades Amusement Park swings all day and after dark. Ride the coaster, get cool in the waves, in the pool you'll have fun. So come on over.
I'm gonna go on a pony ride. I'm gonna have me a time. I'm gonna go on a pony ride. My daddy done give me a dime. I'm gonna buy me some Cracker Jacks. I'm gonna share them with you. I'm gonna buy me some Cracker Jacks and maybe a hot dog or two. I'll say giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, pony boy riding up and down. Say giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, pony all around the town. I'm gonna go on a pony ride. I'm gonna think I'm out west. I'm gonna go on a pony ride, 'cause I love the ponies the best.
Everyone's waiting, tomorrow's the day. The carnival's coming at last. All kinds of goodies and all kinds of rides, and fun when you look in the big looking glass.
What's the matter now, son? Took you on the Ferris wheel, the airplane rides. Why have you got such a long face? I'm trying to do the best I can. Where do you want to go now?
Better now, at least you're smiling. You like that, don't you? I'll tell you what we'll do. I'll get you another hot dog. That really ought to get you sick. Then maybe I think I'll let you go on a pony ride once more.
I'm gonna go on a pony ride. I'm gonna think I'm out west. I'm gonna go on a pony ride, 'cause I love the ponies the best.
Pony boy, would you be my Tony boy? Don't say no, here we go off across the plains. Marry me, carry me, ride away with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, whoa, my pony boy. Pony boy, won't you be my Tony boy? Don't say no, here we go off across the plains. Marry me, carry me, ride away with you. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, whoa, my pony boy.
Here's Gene Autry.
Was a rocking horse. He couldn't go a riding on the range, of course, 'cause Rusty was a rocking horse, and he rocked all day. Cowboys laughed because they knew he couldn't do the things the other horses do, so he was sad and he was blue, and he rocked all day. Now a two-gun hustler, a thieving cattle rustler, tried to rustle cattle from the ranch one day. In a cloud of dust, he mounted up on Rusty and said, "Here's where I make my getaway. Giddy up, let's go. But he didn't get far, 'cause he didn't know that Rusty was a rockin' horse. He couldn't go a-ridin' on the range, of course, 'cause Rusty was a rockin' horse. And he rocked all day. A rockin' horse, he couldn't go a-ridin' on the range, of course, 'cause Rusty was a rockin' horse, and he rocked all day. Now the two-gun bandit couldn't understand it. When the ranchers put him in the old town jail, they gave him a lusty, yip-a-ray for Rusty, and now he's so proud that he wags his tail. He's a real hero, and the little cowhands love him so, 'cause Rusty is a rockin' horse. He'll never go a-ridin' on the range, of course, 'cause Rusty is a rockin' horse, and he rocks, and he rocks, and he rocks all day. And he rocks, and he rocks, and he rocks all day, and he rocks, and he rocks all day.
Summertime, if you recall, we stopped beside a little flower stall. A bunch of bright forget-me-nots was all you'd let me buy you. Once upon a summertime, just like today, we laughed the happy afternoon away and stole a kiss in every street cafe. You were sweeter than the blossoms on the tree. I was as proud as any man could be, as if the mayor had offered me the key to Paris. Now another winter time has come and gone. The pigeons feeding in the square have flown, but I remember when the vespers chime, you loved me once upon a summer time.
Thank you.
There's another one with Eric Coates, Moon Magic. Andy Williams.
Yesterday, when I was young, the taste of life was sweet as rain upon my tongue. I teased at life as if it were a foolish game, the way an evening breeze may tease a candle flame. The thousand dreams I dreamed, the splendid things I planned, I always built to last on weak and shifting sand. I lived by night and shunned the naked light of day, and only now I see how the years ran away. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wayward pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see. I ran so fast the time, and youth at last ran out. I never stopped to think what life was all about, and every conversation I can now recall concerned itself with me and nothing else at all. Yesterday the moon was blue, and every crazy day brought something new to do. I used my magic age as if it were a wand, and never saw the waste and emptiness beyond. The game of love I play with arrogance and pride, and every flame I lit too quickly died. The friends I made all seem somehow to drift away, and only I am left on stage to end the play. There are so many songs in me that won't be sung. I feel the bitter taste of tears upon my tongue. The time has come for me to pay for yesterday. Yesterday, when I was young, so many happy songs were waiting to be sung. So many wayward pleasures lay in store for me, and so much pain my dazzled eyes refused to see.
Tune by Herb Kretzmer for Andy. Frank Sinatra.
Last night, when we was a star, a song unsung. Life was so new, so real, so right. Ages ago, last night. Old, you flew time grew cold. Where is that star that seems so bright? Ages ago, last night, to think that spring had depended on merely this, a look, a kiss. To think that something so splendid could slip away in one little daybreak. So now let's reminisce and recollect the sighs and the kisses, the arms that clung when we were young. Last night,
Harold Arlen wrote that with Yip Harburg for Frank.
I knew a boy, a little boy, a long, long time ago. His eyes were bright, his step was light, his heart was all aglow. And though his world was young and gay, a magic carousel, and all the happy games he'd play, I still recall so well. There came a time we said goodbye. We've been apart since then, and no one knows as well as I. He won't be back again. And though I search around the world until eternity, I'll never find that little boy, that boy I used to be.
We'll be right back. crickets call. My heart is forever yearning, once more to be returning home. When the hills conceal the setting sun, stars begin a peeping one by one. Night covers all, and though fortune may forsake me, sweet dreams will ever take me home.
Oh, once upon a time, there was a quack, 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 quack.
There's a little white duck sitting in the water, a little white duck doing what he oughter. He took a bite of a lily pad, flapped his wings and he said, I'm glad I'm a little white duck sitting in the water. Quack, quack, quack. There's a little green frog swimming in the water, a little green frog doing what he oughter. He jumped right off of the lily pad that the little duck bit.
And he said,
I'm glad I'm a little green frog swimming in the water.
He said,
there's a little black bug floating on the water, a little black bug doing what he oughter. He tickled the frog on the lily pad that the little duck bit.
And he said,
I'm glad I'm a little black bug floating on the water.
Quick,
quick, quick,
he said,
quick.
There's a little red snake lying in the water, a little red snake doing what he oughter. He frightened the duck and the frog so bad.
Then he ate the little bug and he said,
I'm glad I'm a little red snake lying in the water.
And now there's nobody left.
Boo-hoo.
Sitting in the water.
Nobody left doing what he oughter. Nothing left but the lily pad. The duck and the frog ran away. There's nobody left sitting in the water.
Boo.
Because of the snake that ate the bug that tickled the frog that went kerchug, there's nobody left to sing about, alas and alack.
Boo.
Not even a little white duck.
Quack, 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 quack.
Quack?
Hey, Kermit, you look a little sad today.
Well, Tony, sometimes I guess I get a little more blue than green.
Well, I think I have a song that could help you out.
Oh, boy.
How about this? It's not easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves, when I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful than that. It's not easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over 'cause you're not standing out like flashy sparkles on the water or stars in the sky. But green is the color of spring, and green can can be cool and friendly like, and green can be big like an ocean, or important like a mountain, or tall like a tree. When green is all there is to be, it could make you wonder why, but why wonder why?
I am green, and it'll do fine. You know, it's beautiful, and I think it's what I want to be. Oh, that was beautiful, Tony. Thank you. Hey, Tony, yeah. I think tape is still rolling. Could we do a song together?
Oh, yeah. You know, I love Miss Piggy. Could we do one for Miss Piggy?
Well, sure. I'm glad you love Miss Piggy, because it takes a lot of pressure off of me.
As an intellectual vibration, smack dab in the middle of spectrum, green can be a problem. That's because there's so many different greens inside of green, and each one has a different IQ. There's the green that should never have happened, the stupid green. The green that is green with envy. Then there's the so-so green. The who cares anyway green. But somewhere in green is a green here and there that has something to say. A truly intelligent green. A green with some integrity. That's the kind of green for you and me. There's a green to be seen with. Vivid, vibrant, living alive. We should spend the better part of our time, yours and mine, with a green like this. Maybe some of it would rub off.
It's not that easy being green, having to spend each day the color of the leaves, when I think it could be nicer being red or yellow or gold or something much more colorful like that. It's not easy being green. It seems you blend in with so many other ordinary things, and people tend to pass you over, 'cause you're not standing out like flashy sparklers on the water or stars in the sky. But green is the color of spring, and green can be cool and friendly like. Green can be big like an ocean, or important like a mountain, or tall like a tree. When green is all there is to be, it could make you wonder why, but why wonder why wonder? I am green and it'll do fine. It's beautiful, and I think it's what I want to be. And green can be big like an ocean, or important like a mountain, or tall like a tree.
when green is all there is to be. It could make you wonder why, but why wonder, why wonder? I am green and it'll do fine. It's beautiful and I think it's what I want to be.
Joe Raposo wrote them for Frank. Bob Goulet. Great song from a musical.
Green, green are the years that I spend with you.
Music of the Stars. Next up, Eddie Fisher.
Green years, where did you run to? Wonderful green years, where did you fly? Your April kiss made me feel spring would always live on. But youth is a dreamer, and when I awoke, my springtime was gone. Wise men say love is a secret of springtime in autumn, when April is such a lover at last.
recapture the rapture of those evergreen years. Say that love is a secret of springtime in autumn when April is past. Oh, where will I find such a lover at last and recapture the rapture of those evergreen
The start of the spring, when the wind was green like a living thing, it was on my lips and its kiss was fair. You were there. Brown wind dies. both should know that the wind is white like the swirling snow, and we'll never ever see all the wonderful things to be seen.
With their soft lights, your eyes that promise sweet nights, bring to my soul a longing, a thirst for love divine. In dreams I seem to hold you, to find you and enfold you. Our lips meet and our hearts too, with a thrill so sublime. Those cool and limpid green eyes, a pool wherein my love lies, so deep that in my searching for happiness I fear that they will ever hold me. All through my life they'll taunt me, but will they ever want me? Green eyes, make my dream come true.
Bob Everly with Jimmy Dorsey. Stand by for news, and the news is big. Alan Sherman, the music of the star. On the Civic Media Radio Network, back after news and weather. Stick around.
You thrill me with your green stamps. I love your little green stamps. I keep collecting green stamps. I love the way they look. Oh, how I love to pick them. I pick them up and lick them. I lick them, then I stick them in my brown-green stamp book. All day and night I'm dreaming of redeeming my green stamps for a toaster, so gleaming and deluxe. Oh, how it will thrill me, and please me and fulfill me, to know my toaster only cost me $1,400. I drive up to the market. I stop my car and park it. I buy a lot of strange things of which I've never heard. I buy, though it's not urgent, 2 truckloads of detergent, 300 pounds of bird seed, though I don't have a bird. Some extract of vanilla, enough to feed Godzilla. Then I'll trade all my green stamps for something I can drive. A car is what I hope for, what I bought all that soap for. They promised me the first Studebaker made in 1965.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. Despite the U.S. strikes on Iran's nuclear program, Vice President J.D. Vance says the U.S. is not involved in an endless war in the Middle East.
We don't want to achieve regime change. We want to achieve the end of the Iranian nuclear program, John. That's America's objective, and that's what the president has set us out to do.
The mission involved B-2 bombers on their longest mission since 2001. They're still in the air en route back to Missouri. It also marked another historic event, as explained by General Dan Kane, the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
In total, U.S. forces employed approximately 75 precision-guided weapons during this operation. This included, as the president stated last night, 14 30,000-pound GBU-57 massive ordnance penetrators, marking the first ever operational use of this weapon.
Iran's foreign minister says Iran has the right to respond. This is ABC News.